the gospel. Last week, we saw how the Spirit gave Peter a vision that was all about the rules being changed and how non-Jewish people were now being welcomed into the kingdom of God. Peter's vision taught us that change can be a good thing, not always scary. And when we are open to God using change, we see new people being reached with the gospel. And in today's scripture passage, we now turn from Peter to the Apostle Paul. If you remember from a couple weeks back, Paul was originally named Saul, and he was once a persecutor of Christians. But Jesus showed up to him in a powerful way and changed his heart towards God. Paul then became a champion for the advancement of the gospel and started on a missionary journey to help more people in Asia Minor know the power of God and to start new churches. Paul and his companions have been traveling all around to different lands, preaching the gospel and starting new churches. In the verses before our passage this morning, Paul's group has not been having much luck on this particular journey, though. They have been going to different towns, but the text said the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't allow them to enter the towns they had planned to go to first. As we will see, this is because God is in control of the mission and is guiding it every step of the way. In our passage this morning, God is going to show up and take Paul on a surprising detour in his journey that will expand the church forever. So let's hear now the word of the Lord from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. Lister returned to the little town of Poland in 1940, he brought with him a little Bible that he gave to one member of the town. And this was the 1930s, shortly before World War II began. Michael visited this town in Poland. He met a man in the village and gave him a single Bible. And the man read it cover to cover. And the man passed it along to another man in the village. And the man was converted to faith in Christ. And after he passed it on to others, those others passed it on to others who passed it on to more people. And Christianity spread in this little village in Poland. Over 200 believers in that little village converted to Christianity after reading that little Bible that Michael left that one man. When Michael returned to the village 10 years later, this group of Christians met together for a worship service. During these services, Michael usually liked to preach the word. When he normally led these services, he'd ask for people to share their testimonies, but this time, the Spirit prompted him to ask if anyone would like to stand up and recite verses of Scripture. The onlookers and the audience were puzzled, and one man said, "Perhaps we have misunderstood. Did you mean verses or chapters?" You see, these villagers had not memorized a select few verses of the Bible, but whole chapters and books. 13 people knew the book of Matthew by heart, and Luke and half of Genesis. Another person had committed to memory the whole book of Psalms. Now, for those of you who don't know, there are over 150 poems in the book of Psalms, and Psalm 119 alone has 176 verses. That single copy of the Bible given by Bellister had done its work, transformed lives, bore witness to the power of the Word. That little act of giving the Bible changed that little town in Poland forever. The story and the passage we read this morning remind us that God can use even the littlest of acts to accomplish big plans. God can use even the littlest of acts to accomplish big plans. Now, we tend to think about God's will when it comes to big life choices that we have to make, like where we are going to go to college, what job we should take, who we are going to marry. And these are all valid reasons to think about God's will. But what if God wants us to think differently about His will? What if instead of focusing our attention onto these big life decisions, God wants us to focus on the small or mundane tasks of each day that He uses us to prepare for these big things? Paul's vision from today's text is a perfect example how being faithful to the little moments of God that God provides can lead to life-changing realities. And that little moment that God uses in this passage to bring about a big change was the vision that Paul received one night of a Macedonian man standing and begging him to come to Macedonia and help. Paul goes to his group of friends, and did you catch in the passage when Luke changes the singular to the plural, and Luke says, "We got ready to leave for Macedonia, and we concluded that God called us to preach the gospel to them." This vision was being interpreted by a community here, not just Paul alone. God gives the vision, and sometimes He speaks to our friends and our family to help us clearly see what we should do. Paul and his posse don't overlook this vision. They don't dismiss it as a small thing. They are faithful and respond to a change in their itinerary and their journey plans, and they head out on this amazing detour to a land unknown to them that the Lord is leading. God's detour leads them to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia. After some time in the city, Paul and his group went to the city gates, a place where all business happens in the ancient world. They expect to find a place of prayer, and I'm sure they were looking for a man, because remember, in Paul's vision, he received a man appearing to him. But our God doesn't always operate according to our expectations. God surprises. Paul doesn't find a man in our story, but he finds a faithful woman named Lydia. Luke is no stranger to highlighting women and their faith in his writing. He does this throughout the gospel in the book of Acts. Women and their faith are highlighted all over the place. In the text, Lydia, it says, Lydia was a worshiper of God and a dealer of purple cloth. She's a businesswoman and sold high-end things. Wearing purple was a statement of status and wealth. Purple was the Gucci handbag or the Rolex watch of the first century. So I don't know, when I was reading this, I was thinking Lydia of a businesswoman, you know, something of like a Kris Kardashian or something, a seller of these things. Her wealth and her influence, people would listen to her. She had status in her community. She's interacting with business people all the time and selling them fancy things. Lydia hears the word of God and is immediately struck by the Holy Spirit. And she opens her heart and has her whole household baptized as a commitment of faith. And when they say whole households, that would have included the children of her house as well. Women at that time were not allowed to hold prominent positions in society, but in God's kingdom, everything changes. Because of Lydia's power and influence, she went on and was most likely a leader in her church. She was the first convert in the city of Philippi, so I think we can make that conclusion that she was a big deal in her church. Who knows how many people were inspired by her testimony in town and turned to Christ because of her words. One little vision led to a whole town being transformed by the gospel. God uses small acts to accomplish big plans. And we are called to be faithful to the small acts of each day because we have no idea what God can do through them. Lydia's whole household was baptized. Lydia was able to pass along her faith to her family, just like Megan and Chris and Sarah and Cody have done today with Julian and Kenley being baptized, as a way to commit their children to the faith and declare the promises of God to them and to our spiritual community. Who knows what God will do through this baptism? Lydia's whole town was transformed by one baptism, in the same way we are transformed by the witness of this baptism today, because we believe and trust that God can use this small act to create big changes in our world. And the world better watch out for Kenley and Julian, because God has big plans for them. And just like God has big plans for them, God also has big plans for us. Our faithfulness to the daily small tasks are used by God to bring about big things. God does surprise us. The choices we make every day to love a spouse after an argument, to treat an unkind co-worker with respect, to sacrifice a Saturday morning each day to serve food at the food pantry. All of these daily things help to determine if we are doing the will of God. And God does care about our small but significant daily choices because he can use them to bring about powerful transformation. Who we choose to become and how we live every day creates a trajectory for everything else in our lives. The risks we take daily and our actions can be a tiny change that can surprisingly shape the foundations of entire communities. So let us be faithful to the right now. It's tempting to look ahead to the future. The future can be seductive, right? But the right now is important, and God is using us in this right now to bring about his kingdom and to do holy work in our world. So friends, the work that we do each day matters, and our attention to the small things do is truly significant. So let's go out into the world and spread little acts of love and kindness wherever we go, because God can use small acts to accomplish big plans. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn is titled, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated. It can be found in the green hymnal for those of you here in the sanctuary, and as always, online, the lyrics will be